Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Hi, this is Cassie Frazier, host of Runway Role Models, and this is our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for 17-year-old female Kaylee Malera. Kaylee went missing January 14th, 2011 from Braintree, Massachusetts. She is biracial, African-American, Caucasian, 5 feet 7 inches, 135 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair. She is an endangered runaway. Kaylee has a tattoo on her upper right arm. If you know of Kaylee Malera's whereabouts, please contact the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children's Hotline at 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Kaylee, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, real kids, real talk radio.
This is America Today on the Voice America Kids channel. Each week we discuss what's going on in news and politics. Now, here is the host of America Today.
Curious, and let's get started with today's first topic. So, Facebook. I mean, even if you're not on it, which probably you are, you know somebody who's on it, right? And the big deal with Facebook right now is that they just had some recent change where, I guess, like, the format is a little bit different just in general how it looks. It's basically, I think, really just more of like aesthetics. But some people are complaining about like how the actual news feed is changing. So let me just break down some of the Facebook vocabulary that I use just in case you're not totally familiar with Facebook. And so the news feed, basically, when you go on Facebook, it's just... everything, it's basically everything that's happening right now. It's the first thing that you see whenever you log on to your Facebook. And it's just all of this stuff that all of your friends are doing, whether it's like what their status is or what they liked or photos or basically all of that stuff. And so you're just getting a bunch of that. But people are complaining recently about a couple things. And I think that Facebook is more than just a website. I think it's really important in this generation. And I think it reflects a lot of important things that maybe we don't really think about. We don't really think about, you know, like bigger picture stuff when we think about Facebook. We think about Facebook as like a social networking website where we can just chill, right? But I actually want to talk about Facebook because, like I said, I think it reflects a lot of really important ideas about this generation. And I think that it's something that if we sort of know how these ideas are being reflected on Facebook, then maybe they wouldn't be such a problem. So the only reason I'm saying that is because I want to talk to you guys about two things. One of them is... a lot of people are getting in trouble about what they're saying on Facebook. And I could give you guys numerous examples. And I hear on the local news all the time about like specific people getting fired because their employers heard them say something. And let me just give you guys like a personal example. I'm not really supposed to say any names, so gonna keep that out of it. But I know somebody who on their Facebook complained about their students. They were a teacher, by the way. And they got in trouble for it. And this happens all the time, right? I just watched a segment on TV about Facebook, and all of these people were complaining about how they got in trouble because of something they said on their status. And basically what that looked like is, and let me just give you the teacher example. The teacher would just complain about, like, a specific kid, like, oh, well, so-and-so did this, and it was really annoying, and I just want to go home, and, like, I can't wait to, and I don't even, it just looks something like that. And, you know, depending on who it is, it was probably, it could be a little cruder than that or anything. But regardless, the people are getting fired because of this. It's not just teachers complaining about kids. It's just normal, average, everyday workers getting in trouble because, you know, they're complaining about their day, like specific people at their work. They explicitly state it. And this is also something that's really interesting, and it's a little bit personal to me. My mom's friend said something explicit on her Facebook status, and then she got fired for it. It didn't even relate to her work. That was a little bit weird. It didn't, like, directly relate to work, but I guess it sort of, it kind of could have. And I don't really want to say what it was because I'm not like that. But again, it's just, a lot of people think that this is a problem because they feel like it's invasive, and they feel like employers shouldn't be able to go on your Facebook and secretly in air quotes, look at what you say and fire you for it, basically. So the first thing I really want to hit on is privacy, because that's what, like, the main issue with this is people are feel like they're being invaded, right? And so what do I mean by privacy? By privacy, I'm talking about the information that you share on Facebook and its accessibility. So not necessarily, you know, like what you say on your status, but also like where you go to school and if you're an adult, like when you graduated, or just what city you live in or what your interests are. Because a lot of people are complaining about that too. But I'm going to get to that a little bit later. So Facebook has a really bad reputation of constantly, like, streaming too much about you. So, for example, like, I know a lot of my friends are complaining about that they're getting their newsfeed filled with people that, like, I mean, not just filled with just people that they don't necessarily care about, but, like, things that they don't care about. So they're getting, like, photos and, like, what people commented on and likes. They're getting, like, a ton of those about just a couple people, and then people are saying, well, I don't really care about it. Another thing, just because it's not just a problem of your newsfeed is being clogged, but remember, this information is being shared about you to other people too. So people are feeling a little bit personally invaded because now everybody on their newsfeed that they're friends with is going to be able to see what they liked, what they commented on, what their comment was, like photos that they were tagged in, everything like that. Facebook is just, it's kind of a huge problem, you know, with privacy, but I kind of want to focus more on, you know, what, there's kind of like a fine line here, and I don't think that we should be completely blaming Facebook for all of this, like I said. But here's the catch. This is what Facebook, like, not explicitly says, but this is the main idea that, you know, their reps are trying to get out, is that you're gonna see, like, your friends' activities, right, on your newsfeed, all of that random stuff, like what they commented on and what they liked in photos and stuff, but you're not gonna see all of your friends, right? You're not gonna see, like, your 347 friends and everything that they're doing, right? Because that would be an impossible news feed to you know, look through. So what Facebook sort of did is that they took the people that you interact with the most and then put those on your news feed. However, just a side note, I've noticed a little bit that I don't necessarily have to, like, comment on people's statuses all the time for them to show up on my news feed. I noticed that, like, even if I'm just, if I, like, click on their profile and then I look at it for a little while, then I go away, and they show up on my newsfeed. And it sort of starts this cycle where I kind of put myself in this trap. And I'm just saying this because I'm warning you guys that you may think that Facebook is lying to you, but it's not. That, like, if you basically just, Facebook knows who you're looking at, and so you don't necessarily have to, like, comment on things or like things of that person in order for them to show up on your newsfeed. But, okay, so Facebook is saying that, you, like I said, you're not going to see all of your friends' activities. You're just going to see the people that you interact with the most. So by Facebook's logic, you'd want to know this stuff anyways, right? If you're constantly like looking at these people's profiles and you're constantly commenting on things and liking things, then it sort of does make sense for them to show up on your newsfeed and for a lot of their, not just, you know, like a couple things, but a lot of their things to show up, because you're probably going to want to comment on it anyways. And it's a sort of, it's a case-by-case situation, but at the same time, you know, Facebook doesn't know about that, right? Got to be a little conscious of what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a social networking website, not dealing with, like, people who personally know you and, like, make decisions for you, right? It's got to be universal. But, so, like I said, Facebook is saying that you're going to want to know all of this stuff. Yet, some people are complaining that their feed is becoming too crowded with nonsense. So it's not just like the people on your newsfeed, but it's the actual things on it. Like all of the pages that my friends have liked show up on my newsfeed, and which I have to admit is a little irritating. And I think that whenever I discuss this, I'm not going to be, you know, I don't see in black and white, right? I mean, I'm going to see both sides of the argument, and I'm not going to side with just one of the arguments, right? And I think this is a little bit interesting, and I don't think that I'm necessarily going to come to a Facebook is right or all of the users are right in this battle of Facebook versus the people who are on Facebook. But before I start getting into that, let's take a break. And whenever we get back, I'm going to start, you know, shelling out what are the two sides of this argument in this Facebook versus the people. But yeah, so keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids Network. This is America Today.
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com. Kids these days are so connected to the media that they can't help but be surrounded by news and politics. Today's kids get more information than kids of past generations, and because of that, they have more informed opinions. Kids today may not be able to vote yet, but they can certainly influence voters and issues with their voices. Tune in every week for America Today and talk about the issues and influence the decision makers. America Today airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Behind the Line is all about the inside of sports from a kid's point of view. This is a look at all of the action from behind the line. Join your host every Wednesday at 3 p.m. whether you're a kid or was a kid at some time in your life. We'll run down all of the scores, talk about the games of the past week, and preview what's coming up in the next week. You'll want to take notes because this is good stuff. The place to be Wednesdays at 3. That's 6 p.m. Eastern is the Voice America Kids channel for Behind the Line. Want to laugh yourself silly over the crazy happenings of the celeb world and beyond? Tune in to Behind the Mask on Voice America Kids. Your hosts will uncover the celebrities you know and love, along with some that you might not know in this country, but they are admired across the world. But it's not just the famous that need to look out. We'll look inside the music biz, stage, and of course, the big screen. Listen to Behind the Mask every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Broadway and 5 p.m. Hollywood side on the Voice America Kids channel. You are listening to America Today on Voice America Kids. Now, back to today's program.
Welcome back to America Today on Voice America Kids Network. So I was talking to you guys about Facebook and the privacy issue that we've been having. So right before we stopped talking, I stopped talking. I was saying that people are a little bit mad that their newsfeed is being clogged with unnecessary information. Basically, they don't want some of the people on their newsfeed, and they don't want some of the things on their newsfeed either. But just to sort of quickly summarize, by Facebook's logic, they already have this system, they say that they do, where the people that you interact with the most are going to be on your newsfeed, right? So you want to see this kind of stuff anyway, so there's nothing really to get mad about when you really think about it. So again, the issue is people feel like their feed is becoming too crowded with nonsense. But I have a few interesting questions for that. You know, first of all, ask yourself, what is your newsfeed blocking you from? What are all these things blocking you from, right? So whenever I look at my friend liking a page, like, you know, I know people who get really mad about stuff like that, where they go down their newsfeed, they're checking Facebook on their phone, right, and they're flipping down through it, and they complain, like, oh, all of this I don't care about, I just want to see, like, and they can't even come up with, like, a definite answer, right? They're just, like, scrolling down, they're getting really annoyed that they have, like, all these photos and all these videos of things that they don't care about. But honestly, what are you being blocked from? What, I just don't get, like, how people can get so mad about something like that, because what are you going to do? What do you want your feed to be filled with? Honestly, when I think about it, like, I'm going to admit, I don't need to see 5 YouTube videos about cats from my friend, you know, because I'd rather see what my best friend is up to tonight. Although if they're my best friend, I should probably already know that. But, you know, honestly, I think people exaggerate this newsfeed issue a lot, honestly. I think I get, just speaking personally for my own Facebook, I get a pretty fair mix of, you know, the things that I'm curious about versus, like, and I don't want to call it junk, but, like, other stuff, I'll call it. That's a nice word, other stuff. Those other things, I've commented on those people, you know, just like photos or statuses. So I don't really have anybody to blame but myself. And that's something that I really want to hit on, is that Facebook isn't the active antagonist, right? You're kind of doing this to yourself by commenting on these people that you don't quote-unquote care about. And so I think people are being a little bit hypersensitive, a little bit immature about it, because Facebook is not a substitute for reality, right? There's going to be some mistakes, and, you know, it's not like in high school. Then I'm just using high school because I'm in high school. But it's not like in high school where you sit at the lunch table and you gather around and you only, like, if you think about Facebook as the cafeteria and you're within your lunch table, right, you only have, like, a couple people that you really, really, really want to know about. And then you have, like, your friends who you don't, you would want to know about, but, like, not as much as your really close friends. And then you have the people that you're just good friends with that you know about, and if they tell you what they're up to or they talk to you, like, you don't really care, it doesn't bug you. And then you go outside your table, and then you might see people that you know about, but you honestly don't care what they're up to. And then the people outside of even that, and then people that you might know, but, and this is really mean, but this is just a high school, like, stereotype thing, people that you're just friends with just because, and you don't really know why. That's the typical, like, very, very, very stereotypical high school scenario that everybody just has in their head. So I think Facebook is like that too, and I don't think that people should be getting mad when all of these people are in the cafeteria, right? Metaphorically speaking. And you're in control of your cafeteria, you know, your Facebook, who you're friends with. But in looking at that, you know, you're in control of what's on your news feed, basically, because you're in control of the people. If you don't like some of the people, or if you don't like some of the things, Facebook has features. They have this really cool one where you can, like, remove somebody from your friends list. And beyond that, they have features where, and a lot of people actually don't know about this one, where if you go on your news feed and you see information about that person, and this happens a lot to me, and I've done this occasionally, where I see people who have posted, like, 15 really, really random things, like what they're having for dinner, or just, like things that I honestly don't know why they would post as their status. You can, like, click on it, and I don't remember exactly how to do this, so you're gonna have to, like, do some research, but you can, like, block what they're saying from your newsfeed, and they won't ever have to show up on your newsfeed again. And so, basically, what I want you guys to get from that is that, really, you're sort of responsible for your own newsfeed. To an extent, right? I can see how people get mad at, like, that person who puts 7 random YouTube videos about things that are just really weird. But you can sort of deal with it. And if you can't, then Facebook has tools for you to never see that kind of stuff again. And here's another thing. I tend to see myself forgetting the people who aren't on my news feed. So what I'm basically trying to say is that I have a pretty, like, regular list of people on my news feed, people that show up all the time. And for the people that I'm still friends with on Facebook that I don't see, I don't find myself, like, necessarily missing knowing everything from their news feed. But don't you understand that that means that they don't really belong there? Like, if I truly miss somebody, I would go out and look for them. If I truly cared about what so-and-so is doing tonight and they're not on my newsfeed, then I'll go look it up. So I think Facebook does a pretty fair job of knowing who you want to talk to and who you want to see. But, you know, going back to the original discussion point, this privacy and this newsfeed and who are on them, I mean, you can't neglect the fact that it's sort of your fault. At least a good chunk of your annoyance is your fault because you friended these people, and maybe that's just an issue that it's hard to admit if, you know, if you're just friending people because you know them and not necessarily because you like them. We're all guilty of doing that. I do that. You know, I mean, especially for the people who have, like, 800 friends on Facebook, there's no way that there are 800 people that you're that good of friends with, right? But we sort of have this mentality of popularity, and Facebook is really handy with sort of helping people, I guess, in their own perspectives, like, be popular. In sort of a twisted way, like, you know, if I have, like, 400 friends on Facebook, I'm feeling pretty good about myself, because I can say to myself, I have 400 friends, right? But, like, 400 people aren't going to show up to my 17th birthday party and chill with me, right? They're degrees of friends on Facebook. And the reason why I'm talking about that is because, like I said, we're all guilty of over-friending, right? And I think that if you have such a problem with, you know, doing this constantly, you're having such a problem with people being on the feed and too much just, like, random junk being put on, look at who's on your newsfeed. You put them there.
if your friend is posting 15 cat videos, then that's not Facebook's fault for putting all of that stuff on there, right? That's kind of your friend's fault and your fault. And I'm not trying to put any negativity on you or your friend, but, you know, it's your decision to friend them. Facebook isn't giving you people to be friends with. So you have a lot more control than you really think that you do. And I really think that we should take advantage of that, realizing that putting all of the blame on Facebook isn't going to get anything done, really. But if you start thinking about accountability and start thinking about, you know, and this is crazy to think about this being an actual issue, but taking control of your own profile on a social networking website, you really do have a lot more control than you think, because at the end of the day, you're the one that puts all that info up on there. You're the one that friends all the people that you may or may not know so well. But I talked to you guys a little bit about privacy. Now I kind of want to talk about how maybe Facebook reflects the responsibility of just this generation and generations, all the generations that are on Facebook. But before I do that, we're going to take a little bit of a break, but keep it right here. You're listening to America Today on Voice America Kids Network.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Do you believe in the supernatural? Well, some do and some don't, which is why Beyond the Third Dimension looks at both sides. You have one host who believes in ghosts, while the other can't think of anything more ridiculous. Put them together and you get some great discussion and some real discoveries and exploration of the paranormal, and then some. Tune in to Beyond the Third Dimension, airing Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. And try not to be afraid of things that go bump in the night.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media.
Can you keep up?
Kids face very tough and very real issues every single day. It can be bad. It can be ugly. Now there's something good that can help. Tune in to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll discuss the issues and provide solutions and connections to solutions that you will be able to use. Our show goes right to the heart of today's kids and beyond. Your parents will probably want to listen in too. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly airs Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern on Voice America Kids. You just love your pets. But sometimes they can get to be a handful. And just when you think you have them under control, that's when things get, well, crazy. For help, tune in to Paws Around the World. You'll get the inside secrets on keeping your pet the friend it's supposed to be, along with stories to keep you warm and fuzzy. Listen Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. You are listening to America Today on Voice America Kids. Now, back to today's program.
Welcome back to America Today on Voice America Kids Network. So, we've been talking for the past two segments about Facebook and how we sort of need to take accountability for our own profile, and how it sounds weird, but that we need to realize that our profile is our profile, and we have a lot more control than we think of. And it's crazy to think that this is even an issue right now, because it seems like whenever I was actually mapping out like my thoughts for this, it's just crazy to think that I'm writing down like take control of your own profile.
Like, it seems like such an obvious thing, but we all forget about it. And certainly I am no exception to that. I definitely find myself getting annoyed with some of the things that are on my feed, or getting annoyed that people know some things about me. But at the end of the day, I really have to look at myself and say, hey, I put on my status what I was doing. And, you know, I linked my school to my profile. So now all the people who go to my school and have linked my school on their profile, they sort of know who I am now. And we're in a network type thing. So it's really just sort of me trying to scale back my narcissism a little bit. And not just my narcissism, because I think everybody has a little bit of it. And I think Facebook, it sort of in a funny way shows that, whether it's with like friend counts or with people posting like really random things, like what they're having for dinner, it shows just the little tiny ounce of human narcissism that we all have, but it's okay. And it's certainly not something that I'm not pointing fingers at you and saying you're arrogant, because I think it's natural, and it's a huge topic right now. But getting more to, there's this two-sided debate where people are getting in trouble for what they say over Facebook. And just giving another example, like, and this is actually a really good one. I didn't even think about this before, but, and I know this from personal experience. So one of my friends said something on Facebook about another student that actually got them expelled. And there's this huge fight and everything. And there ended up being like a huge physical fight along with, you know, them getting expelled. It was just a huge ordeal, and I couldn't even believe that it was all over what somebody said to somebody on Facebook. And cyberbullying aside, because I've talked to you guys about that a while ago, but I'm not dealing with bullying. I'm dealing with all cases, you know, like that teacher who says something about a student that annoyed them, or somebody who said something about their day at work that really annoyed them, that the employers felt like they could fire them. So there's one of the sides of the debate is that it's not the employer's right to look at what you said on Facebook, and it's not the school's right to see what their students are doing on Facebook. Now, the other side to that is that there's an advantage from doing this, you know, how schools can really take advantage of all of the information that the students are putting out there and seeing, you know, trying to take control of the bullying aspects, or even employers, you know, trying to preserve their good name. And I can sort of see both sides to it. On the one hand, it's me, and I can see why people would be offended if, not more than offended, like angry, if something that they see on Facebook gets them fired, because, you know, being fired is, think about it, it's a pretty huge consequence for just some words. But then I look at the employers, and I can also see how the employers might not want that person to work for them anymore, because they're, you know, if you work at, and even, you know, if you just work at, like, Wendy's, for example, you're sort of representing that company by what you do. And if you say something bad, related or unrelated to the company, then I can see why the company would be wanting to fire you, right? They want to preserve their good name. And beyond that, there's a debate that people who deserve the job more than you should get it because they're going to say nicer things. That's a little complicated, and I'm not even going to start to talk about that argument. But it's basically just feeling invaded versus you don't even have the right to say this in the first place. And a lot of people bring up, you know, free speech, but you also have to look at, yes, you can say whatever you want, but you can't say whatever you want and not expect to get a consequence. That's sort of something that we forget a lot, is that your employer has the right to fire you for a lot of various reasons. And so again, I think that you, Facebook really reminds us that we need to be accountable for what we say, really start to take control of how much we share and how much we want other people to know. And really, when you think about it, the people or the things that people get in trouble for saying, you know, at the end of the day, maybe people shouldn't know about that kind of stuff. And it's sort of, I hate to use this as but it's so weird to think of Facebook as being like, sort of like your mom and dad, right? Facebook sort of reminds us of our morals. At least it should a little bit. Because if I'm constantly saying these bad things about, if I'm a teacher, constantly saying the bad things about my students, then, and I get in trouble for it, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said those things about my students. A lot of people use Facebook to, you know, vent and to say mean things. People take advantage of it. And at the end of the day, we sort of have to realize that Facebook is a social networking website, but there are millions isn't even going to describe, because there's hundreds of millions, I guess I could say, of people on Facebook. And so it's sort of surpassed just your typical social networking website, where it's sort of become like its own universe. It's sort of become its own world. And so the person that you're representing in Facebook is also, it's in relation to Facebook, but because Facebook has gotten so huge, it's almost like the representation of yourself out in the world, right? You really have to be careful about what kind of person you're representing out there. Because if I'm not going to be nice about this. If I'm a jerk on Facebook, then people are going to think I'm a jerk in real life. And I think that we can use all of this negativity to really reflect on ourselves, our own actions, and really start to understand, you know, maybe the bad things that we possibly get in trouble with, or maybe the fact that we're sharing too much information. We can sort of use all of our frustration and all of these negative consequences and really learn something from it. I think that's how this day and age is going to learn things from the internet, which is so strange to think about. But I think especially Facebook can be used to monitor our own actions and to really remind us that we need to be accountable. You know, we're so used to getting spoiled, right? We're so used to everything going our way, and we sort of expect things to go our way. But we need to look at ourselves and say, you know, it might be my fault, and I might be responsible for my own actions. I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit more about this and then move on to my next topic. But before we do that, I'm going to take a little bit of a break, but keep it right here. You're listening to America Today on Voice America Kids Network.
What's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
The Terrence Rogers Show will take the world by storm. The topics are sometimes newsworthy, sometimes personal, as we explore fashion, entertainment, art, and more. Host Terrence Rogers has seen a lot of life experience in his few years of life. It's this experience that allows him to bring a fresh perspective to the table, and he holds nothing back. Tune in to The Terrence Rogers Show every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. You'll laugh, cry, and most importantly, this show will reach out and touch your life.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
What is Take Two?
Take two crazy hosts, put them in front of two microphones, and use your two ears to enjoy the fun, times two. Take two. We'll go back, way back to the favorite TV shows of our childhood. Your parents' childhood. No.
Try again, Chris. Take two.
We'll take you back to the favorite TV shows of our generation, past and present, and apply them to what's going on in our own lives. Trust us, it'll be a blast. Tune in to Take Two every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Kids channel. There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. What are some of the issues that kids face every day? You'll find out when you tune into the appropriately named Today's Kids. Your hosts are here to open the doors to a forum of all kinds of issues. Nothing is off the table here, and because it's on the Voice America Kids channel, you know you're getting a kid's perspective. Tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Today's Kids. Your hosts will lead this forum of engaging conversation on Voice America Kids.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected. You are listening to America Today on Voice America Kids. Now, back to today's program.
Welcome back to America Today on Voice America Kids Network. I've been talking to you guys these past couple segments about Facebook and where we've ended up. Sort of, we have this idea where Facebook is sort of, it can be used to monitor our own actions and to really remind us of our own personalities. I think a lot of people like to hide behind the internet, hide behind their computers, right? And say things that they normally wouldn't say. They have more courage, they have more arrogance, they have more of a voice. You know, it doesn't have to be negative. But we really need to understand that the internet is so huge right now that it's not just this tiny little boxed up world anymore. The internet is so connected to the outside, the real world, if you will, that the person that you're representing on the internet, if you choose to represent, you know, your own name, you're representing yourself in the real world. And so let whatever you do on the internet, remind yourself that that's going to be reflected in real life. And I think we've come to this age. This is the first internet age, I guess you should say. This is funny because I remember last year one of my teachers was talking to me about, he was going to this seminar about technology. And the seminar basically said that we're sort of the cavemen of the internet age. And that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years from now, people are going to look at us and read from their tablets or whatever kind of futuristic technology they've come up with, and they're gonna look at us and look at our actions and analyze them and sort of laugh to themselves and think, how can you be so dumb? It's sort of like how we look at barbarians, right? You know, they don't have the complexity that we do, they don't have the technology, the understanding that we do, but that's how we are right now. We don't really understand how the internet works in the more social, moral aspects of it, as well as mechanical in the sense that, you know, and this is just something from the seminar, but, like, people are putting their, like, credit card information or their cell phone numbers on the internet, and then they realize that they get their identity stolen, they don't know why. We really have to learn the lesson the hard way, I guess. Our generation is the generation that is going to take all the hits, and then our children and their children and their children and their children are going to learn from our mistakes that we're going to have to learn. But basically, I just wanted to wrap this up by saying, whether or not you like what Facebook is doing, you've chosen to join their website. So they can do whatever they want within, you know, like, obviously, the Constitution, right? I mean, they can't just, like, take all of your information and then sell it. But at the end of the day, you're joining the company Facebook, and they're going to be able to do whatever they can within legal boundaries. And so if you choose to take the benefits from Facebook, make your own profile and connect with people and make friends, then you sort of have to understand that you're also accepting the consequences from that too. And I think that's something that's really important that people forget sometimes. We're so used to being babied, you know, like catered to, but we have to realize that it's more than us out there, right? You have to think about, you know, the company's perspective. You have to think about other people's perspective when you look at the fact that you're feeling like you're being invaded. And by being on Facebook, you've sort of said to yourself that I've chosen to deal with it, basically. And if you don't want to deal with it, then you know what the best solution is? Get off of Facebook. If it just gets too annoying for you, then you always have the right to leave, right? I think some people take this accountability and this responsibility, they take it for granted. And I think that this issue of getting in trouble for what you say and all of the things that I've talked about, basically, I feel like people are not really exaggerating it, but they're kind of making it a bigger deal than it should be, because although it is an issue, because I've just spent like half an hour talking about it, it's not an issue in the way that people perceive it, but it's more like people need to understand some things about themselves. So I've been talking to you guys about Facebook, and naturally, I'm going to talk to you guys about morality too. And what better sort of moral lesson are we going to get from than cartoons? Yeah. Because this is something that I noticed very recently, and it's been really interesting. Try doing this if you don't watch cartoons anymore, but I still do. Okay, so I was at my sister's house, and my nephew, he's 8 years old, he was watching something on Cartoon Network, and my mom and my sister and I were around, and we're all from different, like, not necessarily generations, but different eras of cartoons, right? I was in, like, the late 90s, early 2000 cartoons. My sister was in, like, the late 80s, early 90s. My mom's old, okay, so I don't even know. Just kidding, mom, if you're listening to this. So anyways, we were all watching this cartoon, and some of the things that the cartoon said, I couldn't believe, like, they were just, it was raunchy, and I felt like, you know, my nephew was laughing at it. I felt like I was kind of being a prude by saying, like, you know, you shouldn't laugh at that, or you shouldn't understand what that means, or this cartoon shouldn't say that. We started to think about the cartoons that we each used to watch, and my mom said, well, back in my day, cartoons used to do this. Like, for example, I used to be into the Pink Panther cartoons when I was, like, 10-ish. And so I had all of those old cartoons on a DVD set. And I watched them. And if you've ever watched the Pink Panther, and it's old, it's, like, I don't remember the era. If I had to guess, I'd probably say 60s. But if you watch the intro, Pink Panther is shown smoking, right? That wasn't a big deal back then, but there's absolutely no way a kid's show would be able to get away with that today. And I sort of realized that cartoons are a really, really good example of the morals that
a decade has with it, right? Because those old cartoons used to have things like smoking and just issues back then, and I'm going to bring these up, even though it makes me a little bit uncomfortable, but, you know, some of those old cartoons were a little bit on the racist side, or maybe on the sexist side, and cartoons today would absolutely never be able to get away with that, because we've deemed those things as totally wrong, and so therefore kids shouldn't learn about it. But, you know, on the other hand, there were some things in the cartoon that I was watching with my nephew and my family that I couldn't believe they would let kids hear. But when you think about it, just each generation of cartoons allows a certain amount of things. They allow certain themes. And not only just with being allowed, but they teach certain things, right? You can always tell what era a cartoon is from if you just listen to the themes a little bit. And so I think that cartoons is an area that's something really unexpected to look at, but it's something that's really interesting when we do look at morality, when we look at what we want, you know, the most innocent people of society, our kids, to think about. It's just interesting to see the contrast and sort of see what we consider acceptable now would definitely not be considered acceptable then, and then vice versa. And so it's not really an issue, but I think it's a fun exercise to really learn about what different generations thought about as acceptable or not acceptable. So the final, just really quick segment that I wanted to talk to you guys about, and I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit more about this next time, but have you guys ever thought about what was important to you about politicians? And now, some people might say, you know, what they think about certain things, just, you know, like the deficit or taxes, something like that. But I bet most of you, when you really think about it, look at, you know, the image and what people say. For example, Ronald Reagan was really famous for doing this move. When somebody would talk to him about issues, he would sort of cock his head to the side a little bit and smile, and sort of suggested that whatever the person was saying was totally ridiculous. And it worked, right? And I was just reading this article from the LA Times. And go look it up if you have the chance, because it's really interesting. I never thought about this before. But the way that politicians debate sort of, it does reflect on who's more successful, aka who wins, right? And whenever I was reading the article, I was reading the things that the politicians would do, and then realize that they didn't talk about the issues at all. They would just say something that sounds nice, they would do a gesture, and when their opponent would talk to them, they'd do some gesture suggesting that their opponent had absolutely no idea what they were talking about. And the politicians that are really, really good at this and have an awesome understanding of this are the politicians who are winning. And so this article was basically talking about how image is so much more important in politics than actual politics are. And that, especially, you know, for the presidential campaigns, how we think that we want to learn the issues. And I'm not saying that you don't care about the issues, because we definitely do. But politicians are pretty much magicians, because they can take a phrase or they can take an issue and they can make it look like something else. And then they can make us believe that what we're seeing is something completely different than what it actually is. And there's a lot of psychology behind this, but I'm not going to have the time to talk to you guys about it in depth. So I really want to go over this next time. But I want you guys to sort of think about what you think is important in a politician. And maybe, I don't suggest that you guys watch hours and hours and hours of CNN, but look at, you know, the GOP candidates.
look at their debates and then maybe just pay a little bit of attention to what they're actually saying, or just pay attention to their gestures, and you're going to catch some pretty funny things, because I did this watching a video on YouTube, and it's just so interesting to realize that I've sort of been tricked by politicians in a, not necessarily a good way, but in a way that made me feel kind of ridiculous, and it was sort of humorous. But that's all the time that I have right now to talk to you guys. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you guys got something out of this. And until next time, keep it right here on Voice America Kids Network. You're listening to America Today. And I'm Mackenzie Urias.
Thanks again for being a part of America Today. We'll be back next week with more discussion of the news and politics that are shaping our future on the Voice America Kids Channel.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.